get into Harvard University, MIT? Forget it. That's hard. You can't just show up and expect to be admitted. Toughest schools in the world. You'd have to sneak in.
Let's just start with a very basic fact, which is that all of us and all of our food is made of molecules.
That's science and cooking, from haute cuisine to soft matter science. It's a Harvard course. If you want something meatier, MIT's got Making Science and Engineering Pictures.
So using this scanner can, if you choose, come close to imaging
so
with a
today
microscope.
Today we focus all the more on the arts of programming, and we take where we left off last week, focusing on...
Because Back to the Future is an excellent example of an inconsistent time travel story.
But this chorus of academia requires no sneak attack to experience. It's just a keystroke away in the three-year-old EDX online massive open online course, or MOOC, collaboration between the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and Harvard. Off-campus online and free, it turns out, is the new on-campus for 4 years and very expensive. MOOCs are among the most disruptive and exciting developments in higher education, attracting students and scaring academics all over the world. And this month, The Takeaway got the privilege of sitting down with the presidents of Harvard and MIT, Drew Faust and Raphael Reif, to discuss how this online experiment is going. President Reif of MIT says he understands fully the power of being able to experience this level of learning growing up far from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
When I was a student myself in college in South America, in Venezuela, and I was studying from MIT textbooks, and to me, just touching an MIT textbook was the most amazing thing in the world. It's just, I was not just learning from my professor in class, I was just learning from MIT. It would have been a dream, an imaginable dream back then, to think that I would not just be touching the textbook, I would actually be seeing the professor and learning from the professor directly. And not only that, just studying with thousands of people at the same time from all over the world, the same material. I mean, that is, just to think of that and to think how all that has happened just in the last few years is a tremendous dream come true for many, many people worldwide.
What Raphael is describing, of course, is what you particularly, President Faust, have discovered as you travel around the world. President Faust?
One of the most moving aspects of this for me came quite early on in the experiment, because we launched into edX very soon after I'd been traveling in India. And during that trip in India, I had been approached by many people about the public health knowledge that our School of Public Health generates and shares with the world. Huge appetite in India, which is very challenged in these realms, to learn more about public health. And so I was busily thinking about how we could have more partnerships and bring more people to Harvard and bring more Harvard faculty to India. And then that fall, a course launched, a kind of basic building block of public health, biostatistics and epidemiology, taught by two veteran faculty at our School of Public Health. 8,000 people in India alone took that course. And so there in an eye blink, those two faculty taught more individuals than they had in their entire careers up to that time. Those individuals taking the course in India wanted to see each other, and so they figured out ways to come together, a kind of flash mob where the people taking it in Mumbai said, let's all get together and meet and talk and share the course live and at the same time as we take it online from Harvard.
When students come up to you, Drew Faust and Raphael Reif, and claim that, hey, I'm part of the Harvard family or I'm part of the MIT family, does that demean the value of the credential or enhance the value of the credential? Because some educators might say, hey, a four-year education at Harvard is not the same as going online for a few courses. Drew Faust?
It isn't the same, but at a time when education is the currency of the 21st century, it's the source of human dignity, of social mobility, of the future of the planet, the opportunity to share this more broadly with people all around the world is, I believe, an imperative. And so I welcome that sense that we have succeeded in touching people a world away, and I welcome them as part of an expanded Harvard family.
Well, one game here is that you can get an education without paying the kinds of prices that it costs for tuition at places like Harvard and MIT. Does this solve the problem of the high cost of tuition? Is there a monetary stream in these online courses? And what about schools that aren't as notable as Harvard and MIT? Do they have an opportunity here, or are they going to just get diluted?
Well, so far, we have invested a great deal more in creating these courses than we have generated in any way from them. We recognize that we have to figure out sustainable business models that can provide resources for the production values and for the engagement of faculty and others. Also, what are the models of credit giving, and how do we think about that? And how is a course like this different or the same as a course that is offered in a live format? So there's a lot of experimentation going on. I think ultimately what we need to sort through is how to figure out ways that we can develop hybrid models that can help us reduce the cost of residential education, so that as we think about our on-campus realities in the future, what are human beings live uniquely suited to do, and what can we rely on other modes to deliver?
Could you two comment on how democratizing this is for education across the world, if in fact it is as successful as you envision?
I think democratizing is really a wonderful world for what we're trying to do here. So just imagine a situation in which not only those who get admitted get to learn from Harvard professors and MIT professors, but everybody who is willing to try. And everybody all of a sudden gets empowered by knowing from a little town in Malaysia or a little, you know, village in Venezuela, they are studying with 10 or 50,000 more people globally, and they are realizing, and they are learning, and they are as good as others are just by applying themselves.
President Faust?
I want to make sure that given the kinds of special, very special opportunities inherent in residential education, that we don't use the reality of online education to say, oh, well, that's just good enough for a substantial portion of the world, and give up on trying to reach out, as both our institutions have so significantly, in bringing people from around the world and from every economic circumstance into our campuses as residential students. The online possibilities do have enormous potential, and I believe in them deeply. But I don't want to stop with that when I think about how we can expand educational opportunity.
Drew Faust and Raphael Reif, thank you so much for being a part of the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us, John.
Drew Faust is the president of Harvard University, and Raphael Reif is president of MIT. Those schools together launched the experiment EDX, a massive open online course, or MOOC.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.